into the final hour of our broadcast week. Ready to take on the weekend. Got a holiday week next week. 4th of July on Wednesday. It's all good. We needed about 10 degrees hotter. I'm getting some messages. People ask, did I miss Adam Carolla? Yeah, he was great. He was on from 12:30 to 1. But check out our podcast. After we're off the air, go to MyNorthwest.com, the Dory Monson show page. And Adam Carolla was on from 12:30 to 1. And then George Thorogood, he was great today too, man. He was on at 1:30. So you can always catch up on our podcast at MyNorthwest.com. We have some news that if you live up in Snohomish County, this would rock you. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead, Dory Monson show exclusive.
Okay, now, I told you, I love doing this I told you so, because it was one of the great early scoops of my career on this show. It was 19 years ago when a great mole got me information about this plan to make every road in the region a toll road. And it was a 20-year plan. But they wanted to eventually toll every single road. And the plan is, and it's been very carefully crafted, the reason why they have had these huge advertising campaigns before the 520 tolling and the 167 tolling and the 405 tolling is they want everybody to get a transponder on their car. They want everybody to gradually, we're the frogs being slowly brought to boil in the pot. They got to pay for the new branch. Okay, I'll get the trans. Oh, now they got the hot lanes on 405. Well, if you looked at the Seattle Times today, they talked about this new plan to toll all the way from Linwood to the south suburbs. 405 and 167, they want to make that a gigantic tolling network. But some brand new news this afternoon. If you follow State Representative Mark Harmsworth's Facebook page, he talks about the next round of toll lanes being proposed by the Washington State Department of Transportation. And I don't want to scoop the guy who is presenting this to us. So let me welcome live to the show, State Representative Mark Harmsworth. Hey, Mark, always good to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on with me here.
Oh, you bet, Dory. Thanks for having me on a Friday before a wonderful weekend.
Yes, indeed. All right. So, but I think we're going to get some people's blood boiling because you have up on your Facebook page a project page from the state DOT website that is proposing to do what?
Well, so basically DOT, as you've already just mentioned, has been looking at the whole region as a toll region. And one of the projects that is up on the Puget Sound Regional Council's website, which is closely linked with WSDOT and works very closely with WSDOT on all these things, is a proposed toll lane from Marysville down to Everett at the US 2 trestle, where it just joins on there. As you know, they're already talking about tolling the US 2 trestle. And so they're basically drawing this out. It's not funded right now, but they're starting to put it out there because they want us to get used to it. They want to bring that boiling water up because we're the frogs in the boiling water. And they want us to get used to this concept of just fundamentally paying for our roads through tolls rather than through other means.
Right. And so this would be, I mean, I'm looking at the map on your Facebook page. So from Everett at the trestle all the way up to Marysville, is it just one lane that would be tolled? Is it more than that? What are they talking about?
Well, right now they're talking about tolling one lane, similar to what they've done with 405, except it'll just be one lane instead of two. It's an extension of the current HOV lane in Everett up to Marysville. But the problem is that's the nose under the tent. Is that's the first thing they want to do before they start moving to tolling the express lanes on I-5, which is one of the other things they've been talking about as well.
Right.
So they're trying to shift the revenue away from 18th Amendment protected revenue, which has to be spent on roads, to these types of projects.
Well, and what's particularly insidious about this, in my view, Mark, is Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien, several months ago, I've played the audio a million times. He said that some people might try to avoid the Seattle tunnel toll. So his proposal is, so let's toll every street in downtown Seattle. Let's toll the entire street grid so they won't be able to get around the tunnel toll. And to me, that's just pure evil. From a guy who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and has never known a day of hardship, there are some people who can't afford $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a year in tolls. And they might have to accept a little downtown street gridlock because they simply can't afford it. And he's saying, oh, no, we got to get everybody. And what I'm looking at on your Facebook page is a similar thing. If they put this toll on the trestle and there are people who can't afford it between Lake Stevens and Everett, the DOT is saying, well, let's get those people so they don't have any possible workaround and we'll toll them no matter which route they take.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on there. I mean, folks in Lake Stevens and Monroe and anything East County there, they're gonna get into this area and then faced with the choice of horrendous traffic congestion, a toll on the trestle, head north, more traffic congestion, potentially a toll on I-5 as well. And DOT's whole premise here is to make it so horrible to drive on a regular purpose lane that you just give up. And if you can't afford it, and many of us cannot, but many constituents who live that I represent in Lake Stevens that have come to me and said, I just can't afford this. I'm a single mom. I'm on a fixed income. You know, I'm at school. I can't afford this. And they're literally pricing us out of our cars to put us into transit, which is where they ultimately want us all.
Right. Yeah. No, this is all about social engineering. It's not about engineering the gridlock in our region at all. So what kind of timetable would we be looking at here?
Well, they're looking at construction start in 2035. They don't have funding yet. They've still got to come to the legislature for that. But the planning work, obviously, is they've started thinking about this. So I would expect them to start floating this in the next few years in front of the legislature as a sort of a long-term package and getting us ready for it. But I'll be there asking those questions and fighting as hard as I can because this is not the right way to pay for our roads. We've got plenty of money already.
Yeah. So. They have record revenues. And the other thing that's bizarre about this to me is by 2035, I am confident that we are going to, most of our trips are going to be electric autonomous vehicles that are going to make the existing road so efficient that, transit and especially sound transit are going to be so anachronistic, backwards, and unnecessary. That's why they're pushing for all of this as soon as possible. They're trying to get all of our money before the reality of the future arrives, which is electric autonomous vehicles that are going to make the existing roads phenomenally efficient.
Yeah, I sit on the autonomous working group, and that is absolutely where things are going to go. You know, I'm nervous, I'm sure, like everyone else is. I kind of like when I'm out with my teenage girls when they're learning to drive, but the autonomous vehicles are coming, and we won't use them for every trip, but they're certainly going to take a huge amount of congestion off our roads and fundamentally change, as the horse did when we went to the car. They're going to change fundamentally how we move around in our region.
All right. I'm glad you're bringing this to our attention. So there is a plan now on paper, on the web, for the DOT. They would like to toll between Everett and Marysville, the next step in trying to turn every road in the region into a toll road. That, I am certain. State Representative Mark Harmsworth, always good talking with you. Thanks for jumping on with me here.
You bet. Thanks, Dor, for having me on.
All right. State Representative Mark Harmsworth, and I know you're getting sucked in if you hear, 2035's the funding. I tell you what, and it was just yesterday, it was around the year 2000, and maybe I think it was 1999, when I broke the news on this show about the 20-year plan to toll every road in the region. Now, they're a little bit behind schedule, but they are certainly on that pathway. And believe me, that day comes before you know it, because 2018 seemed like a million years off when I was breaking that news back in 99. But it'll get here before you know it. And if you're a millennial listening right now, if you're 25 and you're looking at the prospect of, when I'm in my mid-40s, I'm going to have to give the government thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year just to drive on these roads. You know, everyone talks about being woke about all these social issues, you better be woke about what government wants to do, because they've been doing it on an absolute planned path that we've been telling you about for a long, long time.